WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
All righty, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
We're finally going to score.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, sponsored by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. You know, there's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, poorly explain what you do for a living. Real quick, Hunter, has that ever happened to you where someone, like, asks you about, you know, being on air, and you just do a terrible job of explaining everything? It's like, there's been times where I'm like, I did a terrible job, because it's almost like, I talk.
What I get a lot is like, what do you guys talk about? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, we just talk about stuff. And they're like, what do you mean? You just talk about stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Like stupid stories, like Florida. Have you ever been to Florida? It's kind of rough. We talk about that sometimes. It's people just like, I don't get it. Like, so what do you like, report stuff? Like, are you like news? I'm like, no, we're not. We don't.
I mean, there's times.
Like, so what is it that you actually do? I don't know.
I know, exactly. We can make it sound so lame so quickly. Like, I talk to people. That's literally that's me poorly explaining, and that's what I do far too often. Far too often.
I guess my second job, I could say, I make people dance. What? You do what? I don't know. I like turn these weird table things and
I go to rooms full of strangers that I don't know and play loud rhythmic beats that make them move their bodies.
Yeah, their hips. They start moving their hips.
I'm not sure what you do. Do you run a cult? Are you a cult leader? Is that what it is?
It's like 5 hours, I guess.
Sounds a little bit like that. That's good. That is poorly explained that you also DJ on the side. We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Let's see. Brett said, poorly explaining his job, I sell you stuff and hope you don't get hurt. Have fun and come back to see me. Huh. What could that be?
One more time.
I sell you stuff and hope you don't get hurt. Have fun and then come back to see me. Maybe like ATVs and whatnot.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably like he sells something that you take out on the trails.
Sporting goods in some way, shape, or form. We should have told people to put on what they actually do because no one did. So we're just gonna be blindly guessing. let's see. Chuck said, "I put metal in a big machine and it comes out looking different."
Okay.
Maybe like. A machinist.
Machinist, or maybe like a scrapyard. Maybe a scrapyard guy.
Yeah. Like your die casting, maybe. Maybe that's what he does. Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Dan said, I take some things apart and then put some things back together, and most of the time it works.
Most of the time.
A mechanic? Gotta be.
I hope you're not a. Most of the time.
Most of the time. It's 50-50. It's 50-50. Let's see. Sherry said, explaining her job poorly, I beg people to let me drop off a semi-truck of used boxes at their work location. I have no idea what that would be.
Wait, what? Say it again.
I beg people to let me drop off a semi-truck of used boxes at their work location.
Of used boxes.
I have no idea. A semi-truck full.
Of used boxes. Like,
Boy, these people did.
The boxes are. Damn it. Why didn't we tell them to put the answer down?
You guys did great on this. I have no idea what any of you do.
Of used boxes.
Yeah, a semi-truck full of used. At their work location. I don't know.
People got some interesting jobs.
And they're poorly explaining them. They did what we asked. All right, let's take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Poorly explain what you do for a living. And Hunter and I will try and figure it out. We'll be back with
brain.
More.
Brain.
I know it hurts. This is a hard topic for Monday.
Bring the rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:49, Brock Hunter.
I just want to sing it so bad. So badly, it makes me dance.
Brock Hunter and Rick Astley. Your special light topic of the day today. Poorly explain what you do for a living. Celeste said, I teach people how to stab themselves.
Oh, maybe she's a diabetic doctor.
Maybe. I don't know. What else would involve stabbing? You're stabbing yourself, no less.
Stabbing yourself. That's got to be it, man.
Yeah?
Putting a needle in you. Unless she's teaching people how to do the bad drugs, which isn't good. I don't think that's a job.
No, I don't think so. Unless you're a drug dealer, you know, and you're teaching people how to, you know, do their heroin.
Probably not a good thing. Then.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's got to be it. It's got to be it.
Let's see. Dana says, I make things that get hot to make other things hot. I make things that get hot to make other things hot.
Dude, this is tough. Why did we pick this topic for a Monday?
I'm beating my head. And the worst part is, too, like, if once they told us, like, that makes sense. Now I get it.
Right. Make things that get hot to make other things hot.
Let's see. Robert said, I punch keys on a keyboard so others can question my design decisions.
You know, hey, the other one was a mic. She makes microwaves or stoves or something like that. She works at Whirlpool. 100%.
Nah, maybe. Maybe. I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, she makes stoves. What's the other one? What's the new one?
Let's see. Tony said, I get glass really hot, then blow it.
Well,
so he makes pipes.
There you go.
He makes tobacco pipes. Tobacco pipes and accessories.
In quotes. I always love that they have you ever seen somebody put, you know, like a red glass? We'll say it. We'll just chalk it up with a marijuana pipe. You ever seen anybody put tobacco in a marijuana pipe? No.
Never. Not once. But that's
officer,
what it's for.
I'm just smoking my tobacco.
That's all.
Why are you doing it in a bong?
It's my tobacco bong. I like getting those big hits of sweet, sweet tobacco.
God, could you imagine it? Tobacco.
Oh, yeah, that would hurt. That would hurt. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Poorly explain what you do for a living. My head hurts at this point. I have no idea what any of you do.
You want my head to explode?
All right, we'll be back. Stick around. All right, good morning. 7:56, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Your special light topic of the day today. Poorly explain what you do for a living. Lindsay said, I shove things in people's boxes. All right, that has to be a mail carrier. It's got to be.
There you go.
Got to be. Right?
Either that or a porn star.
Yes. One of the two. Lindsay, which one is it? Is it a porn star? Or she could work at like a, a warehouse and puts its stuff in people's boxes.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be mail carrier.
I think it's the mail carrier, too.
I think so, too.
You know, thank you to all the mail carriers out there working your ass off in this heat.
We're hoping it's a porn star, but we're leaning towards mail carrier.
And I say thank you because I'm the one ordering all the stuff. I'm sorry. Good. I apologize.
At least you're responsible for making Jeff Bezos the billionaire that he is.
Seriously.
And you're keeping the mail carriers in...
active.
At work. Active.
Active duty.
You got the most fit mail carrier on your block. He just
shakes his head every time he walks up to it. He's like, dude, every single day, what is it?
Throwing out his back
house
with his Santa Claus sack full of Hunter's boxes that he orders.
That's funny you say that because I really call him Santa Claus every time he comes up. What up, Santa? And he starts laughing.
Hunter's like, sitting there looking at. He's got his face pressed up against the glass of the door, waiting for the mailman to come.
Santa,
Santa here.
You're my everyday Santa Claus. I give him a distant hug. No.
Let's see. Robert said, "I put the wet stuff on the red stuff."
Wait, say it again. The what on the what?
I put the wet stuff on the red stuff. He's a firefighter. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it. Also, I could tell by his Facebook profile picture, so technically I cheated.
Oh, you cheated.
you're a cheater. Let's see. Jason says, I pick up stinky stuff in containers. Garbage man?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah?
Yep. Garbage man, for sure.
Big
shout out to the garbage man, too. Working your ass off in the heat, and then you got a box full of stank behind you.
Hot stank in there. Let's see. Joe said, work. Thanks, Joe. Jan said, I fixed stuff. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate it. Let's see. Thomas said, I work building stuff. It puts air in tanks of hot ash. I don't get that one. Joe said, I lay a lot of pipe. All right.
There you go, kid.
Porn star. Fantastic.
Is it? Fantastic. Or is he really laying pipe?
I'm going to go with porn star again. Again, we want porn star. That's what we're going for.
How many porn stars are in Southwest Michigan?
A lot. This is a hotbed of porn activity in Southwest Michigan. Let's see. Tamara says, I poke people with needles, then help them remove their skin. Sometimes I slice the skin really super thin. Plastic surgeon? Uh-huh. Maybe? Does she do plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Be my guess.
Yeah, it sounds kind of brutal.
Porn star. That's what she is. That's a porn star.
There it is. She's either that, like a surgeon, or just a psycho with puts a lotion on its skin, kind of a.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a well inside your house, Tamara? Because I am not coming over there. It puts the lotion on its skin. Here, Jennifer's got a good one. I put some green leafy products in a paper bag and make the people of Michigan chill and get the munchies. She's got to work for a dispensary. Perfect. There, nice.
Yep. She's getting rid of the old pot.
Getting people high.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I think we guessed like three of them correctly. Let's just chalk it up. Everyone here in Southwest Michigan is a porn star. That's what it boils down to.
The majority.
If we don't know what you do, you're just a porn star, and that's the way we want it to be.
Grandma.
Oh, no. All right. We'll be back. Stick around.